Hello, everybody. We are Team 9, and our name is Flexitos. But before we start, I require to present my team. My crew is conformed with Fernanda Anguiano. Please say hi to everyone and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Fernanda Bayardo.
Okay, then the second member is Jessica Estrada. Please say hi too.
Hi, everyone.
The third one is Carolina Perez. Please. Say hi.
Hi.
And finally, me, Luis Escamilla. Today, we are going to talk about the inefficient. First, we are going to explain the definition of what the theory is, and then we are going to pass to the section which is the argument of every single investigator. Subsequently, we are going to explain how this occurred in the brain of the children. Afterwards, we are going to say what for us is the advantages and the disadvantages of it. And finally, if we have one experience with this theory, we are going to comment about it. So let's start. I'm going to read the definition of Cambridge, and it says like this, that the innatism is the quality or the ability that we have in our brain that we born with this and we don't learn with it. And then we have another definitions, and we found this. It says this: innatism teaches that man is born with ideas. It's a psychological explanation of the origin of the human, through not be confused with the idealism, which content that thought generates its own content. And the last is the ability to learn and use language it biologically hardwired in the human brain. And if I need to describe what for the innatism is this theory, which says babies are born with the ability of the quality of learning any language in the world, because they don't need to figure it out how language can work. So in these are my own words, that how for me is the innatism. Let's pass to the investigators.
These are four of the best known theorists, John Locke, and the theorists. John Locke suggested that we are born with a certain innate ideas, the most identifiable of these being mathematical truisms, like everyone know that 1 + 1 = 2. René Descartes theories that knowledge of God is innate in everybody as a product of faculty of faith, if you believe in God, right? Von Leibniz argued that all our ideas are constructed in the mind by a process of constant composition and decomposition of the input that we receive through our senses. And I think that, in my opinion, the most known theory is Noam Chomsky, and he mentioned that children were born with the ability to acquire language.
And the advantages? I have at least that 8 advantages. And the first one is the existence of the great similarity in the language is development between children of the same age, even if the language is different. And the number 2, he great easy with language is acquired and developing in the child. The 3 is a biological ability that they're born with. The 4, in the 3 first years of life, they learn easily. The 5, they don't need any formal teaching to be able to speak. The 6, the children are capable of developing grammatical structures. The 7 number is the children experience the same stage of development and the same place. And the last one, children are able to recognize when they hear speech.
Okay. So I'm going to talk about how adults learning occur. And occurs through observing others in a social context, through the interaction of cognitive behavior and environmental influences. This means that we born with some knowledge that we're going to develop throughout our lives with help of the of others around us, and like when we hear them say something, or we when we see them do something, we're gonna know how to do or say those things. For example, when we learn to speak, most of the times it's because we hear our mom or dad say or repeat something to us.
But not everything is only satisfactory. We have disadvantages in this. And I think the most important is the critical period. This says that if the children do not hear any language, any sound before 8 years old, they will not reproduce exactly, and they will have problems after of the language, of reading. So this is highly unethical to deliberate raise a kid without any language. And for finally this, we have to say something if we have one experience of it. And the first one I think that I have is when I was trying to learn French, that I have a lot of recognized words from Spanish, from English.
Okay, here I have these examples for you. The one example is possible to learn info without the sense experience. For example, Chomsky believes that language is innate, or in other words, we are born with a capacity for language. And another example of this is when a horse is born and can immediately walk. The horse has not learned this behavior. It simply knows how to do it. In some scenarios, innate knowledge is more beneficial than learned knowledge. So Chomsky believed the language is a complex with an unlimited combination of sounds, words, and phrases, that environmental learning is not to able to account for language acquisition alone.
My example, I think it's like when I was learning to speak English, I was like 5 years old and I was in USA, and my friends talked to me in English and I was like, what are they saying? So I learned myself. I learned by hearing them. And I don't know, I think this is what teach me to speak English and have this pronunciation that I think it's good to me.
I have an example a little bit different, but when we born, we know that the person that care of us is our mother, but we don't know because she tell us, oh, I'm your mother, because we have that link and between the mother, son, mother, and that's my example.
So thank you for hearing us, and we hope that you understand more about the inethism. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.